I believe that in doing the Lord's work, you will run into people who will grow furious with you for doing the Lord's work according to the Lord's word. See the picture in 1 Samuel 22. David in a cave with men flocking to him and him protecting them and also hearing from God. Compare that with what we find out about Saul later in the chapter, who is standing in a dominant position with rage in his heart, spear in his hand, hatefully shouting at his men, trying to manipulate with raw power. And the main complaint is that no one tells him anything. No one feels sorry for Saul. No one rallies to his cause. No one wants to protect and join in with his kingdom. Well, this is the great tension in this text. Saul knows nothing. No one is giving information to him. His men don't want to speak to him. And yet David has men flocking to him. He is hearing from the prophet Gad and also from God through Ahimelech. I believe that in doing the Lord's work, you will run into people who will grow furious with you for doing the Lord's work according to the Lord's word. That's important to keep all of that straight. Sometimes people don't mind you doing the Lord's work according to their word. But when God's word goes against their word, they like their word better. Because in doing the Lord's work according to their word, they get to be in the spotlight with all the power. But it never goes well for them, as we will see and continue to see and discover in the downfall of Saul. So here's the encouragement. Don't grow weary in doing the Lord's work day by day, according to the Lord's will and word. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Kapari Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.